Well, just like the weather in Minnesota, you never know what you're going to get week to week. And with our Minnesota Timberwolves release early, that's kind of the case. The T-Wolves have lost three games in a row. Karl-Anthony Towns out for an extended period of time, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, according to ESPN. I wish we had a more positive note, or positive tone, I should say, to start our conversation with Cal Soderquist with the Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network as the T-Wolves get ready for the Memphis Grizzlies at Target Center tonight. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate. And Cal, a good afternoon, and we got to find a way to end that three-game skid tonight.
Yeah, that's obviously priority one, and I guess the positive spin I can give you as far as the Karl-Anthony Towns news, I think it could have been much worse, and I think we all feared that it was much worse when that injury first occurred, and just kind of how he went down. You know, it was a non-contact injury. Sports fans by now know that those are some of the worst ones, whether it's an Achilles or an ACL, and pretty staggering to watch him, you know, be able to put zero weight on it as he went back to the locker room. He was helped by Rudy Gobert and an assistant or a training staff member. So we all kind of feared the worst for like the first 5 or 6 hours until the team announced it was a calf strain, and then additional imaging confirmed that. So I think all things considered, it's a best case scenario for how the injury initially looked. But yeah, the Wolves, you know, stuck in this losing streak, three straight now, and all of a sudden they're going to have to, for the first time all year, figure things out, adjust some things defensively and especially offensively without the big man in the lineup moving forward.
Cal Soderquist with us here on Kate Radio. And before we kind of recap the three games that the Timberwolves lost, and before we get to that subject, let's talk about no Cat. So Cat's out for an extended period of time. Here's my take. And anytime you have an all-star, one of the top big men in the NBA, you don't want to lose a guy like that. With that being said, maybe it's a chance for Rudy Gobert to be the only big guy. Maybe it's a chance for other guys to get more playing time, and let's see if maybe Rudy gets the ball more, maybe gels more with Cat out. Again, I'm not saying it's good that Carl's hurt. I'm not saying that whatsoever. Now it gives other guys, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, more shots for those guys. So maybe with him being gone for 4 to 6 weeks, in a weird way, it could help other guys. Is that a bad take by me?
No, I think you're right. I think guys are going to be forced to step up, especially offensively. You know, Anthony Edwards cannot afford to have those kind of those off nights or those quarters or halves where he kind of sleepwalks his way through the game or kind of slowly works his way into the game. He's going to really have to shoulder a lot more of the scoring. I think Jalen Noel, who actually has played pretty well in these last two losses, he's been kind of Chris Finch has gone to the bench quicker in some of these games where the starters have really come out flat. And Jalen's played well. He's probably going to get more minutes and be asked to do a little more scoring. And it's gonna be all hands on deck. I think Rudy Gobert, in a way, may be even more comfortable in the short term with Cat out, in terms of especially defensively, he can just kind of revert back to what he had done in Utah so often, and not have to maybe compete for rebounds with Cat, and not have to worry about spacing the floor a certain way with Cat on offense, but. It's going to be a work in progress. I think, like I said, the team, they don't really have experience with this unless you go back to maybe one or two preseason games. But, they're going to have to figure it out, because at 10-11, you know, it might feel like the sky is falling right now in this three-game losing streak, but they're going to have to be patient or at least, seeing the long term in this short term here.
Now, Cal, with Jaden McDaniels being out, Austin Rivers has got a lot more playing time, and Austin's definitely a good defender. I think he came out yesterday and said, you know, stick with us, telling the fans, hey, stick with us. We're going to figure this out. It's going to get better. And that's why signing a veteran like Austin Rivers in the offseason was so important, because you need that leadership. You need guys that have been through the good times and the bad times. And I know Austin Rivers has seen both sides of the coin. I liked what he said yesterday, and he's definitely been a leader in the absence of Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, I think so. And he's been kind of a steadying presence. He's been a guy who, you know, has slotted into that starting lineup and gotten more opportunity, both with, like you mentioned, Jaden out and even Jordan McLaughlin too. So I think it's one of those deals where it's, you know, it's tough for fans to practice patience. But, you know, this time last week, they were just about to win their fifth straight. In that game against the Pacers that they won was arguably one of their more complete performances so far this season. So it's easy to get kind of mixed up in the short term and, you know, a three-game losing streak where there haven't been many positives, but they're not that far removed from some of their best performances during that five-game winning streak. So I think, A, that's an example of how quickly things can turn on you in the NBA, certainly, but, B, an example that if you zoom out a little bit, it helps you get a more complete perspective on, you know, this team and how far they still have to go in the season.
Wolves Wednesday, Cal Soderquist, Timberwolves Radio Network. And let's talk about the three-game losing streak. On Friday, they lost to a shorthanded Charlotte team. Kind of let that one get away at the end, 110-108. Last two times out, kind of a domination by both teams. A Golden State, 137-114 winners. A Washington, the Wizards, putting 142 points on the board, winning 142-127. And you mentioned that game against Indiana. And Chris Finch mentioned that November 23rd game, the best game that they have played all season. What do you think were some of the major issues in the last two games? Because, again, we've seen this earlier in the season where they get behind early in the first quarter and just can't recover. And that's what happened against the Wizards and against the Warriors.
Yeah, I think especially against the Warriors, you know, if you allow a Golden State team to race out to, you know, a lead as large as 23 in the opening 12 minutes. They put up 47 points in that first quarter. The Wolves still trailed by 20 at the half. Your margin for error is so minuscule to try to come back against that team. I think it's perfectly encapsulated when you look at, you know, the Wolves early in the fourth quarter in that game. They entered the fourth trailing by 20. Put together a quick 19-9 run. You know, Target Center was, they came back alive a little bit. They got to within 10, but Golden State just called a quick timeout and then scored nine straight points. Six points from Klay Thompson, three from Steph Curry. They were all triples. And, you know, as soon as you can blink your eye twice, they were back up 19 and the game was over. So I think you just cannot allow a team of that caliber to race out to that lead. And, you know, even right away, the very next night, the Washington Wizards, they started the game with a 23-8 run in that first quarter. So although Minnesota wasn't down 20 after one, you still just allow your opponent. It's not even all about the point differential that early in the game, but it's about the confidence that your opponent builds right away. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis, he had 29 points in the first half. He had six threes. Those 29 points are the most he scored in any half in his career. And he outshot the Wolves on his own from deep. So it's hard to, you know, once a guy gets going, these guys are all NBA players. Kristaps Porzingis is, you know, an all-star talent. And once they get going, it's really hard to knock them off that confidence, at least, you know, for long stretches in a game. So I think the Wolves are figuring that out. It's unfortunately, they just haven't had the starts they've needed. And, you know, the Charlotte loss, the first loss of this losing streak was more about the third quarter issues. They watched the Hornets flirt with a 40-point quarter in that third frame, but these last two games, it's really been the starts that have doomed Minnesota, and they've got to figure out something. I don't know if it's a change to the starting lineup or different play calls or something, but they cannot continue to spot their opponents, you know, 20-point leads.
Cal Soderquist, Timberwolves Wednesday here on Kate Radio. So we know Towns is out for a while, maybe a 4 to 6 weeks. They're going to reevaluate him in a couple of weeks. Jordan McLaughlin, you mentioned him, and Jaden McDaniels. Where are those guys when it comes to getting them back on the court?
It sounds like, so at least for tonight, Jordan McLaughlin, unfortunately, is still out. And I think certainly that they've missed him. It's kind of an under-the-radar absence because he is a backup point guard. But when he comes in, that second unit really moves the ball, and oftentimes this year, especially, you know, if the starters have have struggled for the first chunk of the game, those backups come in and cut into deficits, certainly. So they've missed him. Jaden McDaniels especially, I think, he's missed the last two. And the defense, you know, you can watch the games and see the impact he has, especially guarding perimeter players. He would have been a huge asset on the perimeter, trying to slow down guys like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. And then even last night, you know, Monday night, Bradley Beal and the Wizards. Jaden McDaniels is the one guy that's questionable tonight. So hopefully, if he's not back tonight, he'll be back by their next game on Saturday. But yeah, now this is going to be the first time all year they've really dealt with injuries, kind of at least a number of injuries at once, with Kat, with both J-Max, and with Taurean Prince out for at least the next week or so.
Good news for the Timberwolves is they do have a 3 games at home in a row. Again, Memphis tonight, we'll have that game, 6:30, your pregame with, of course, a Cal tip-off at 7. Saturday at home against Oklahoma City, and Wednesday at home against Indiana. And we have played a lot of home games to kick off the campaign, and we got to find a way to put together a win streak at Target Center, and this should be a fun one. We know that kind of a rival matchup was born last year in the Western Conference quarterfinals. Memphis is a young team that I think the Timberwolves, they want to be like Memphis. They want to have that talent because Memphis is on their way up in the Western Conference. I hope we kick off things with a win tonight because, Cal, I think it's a very important 3-game homestand without Kat that starts tonight.
Yeah, certainly, and not even the home games. You know, you can say certainly there's a rivalry with the Grizzlies. Those matchups are always fun. I expect a great atmosphere at Target Center, no doubt. It's kind of the home fans here. It's their first opportunity to see that Grizzlies team. The Wolves played the Grizzlies once this year down in Memphis a few weeks ago, but not even the games. You know, the Wolves just ended a stretch where they played 5 games in basically 7 days. You go back to the home game against Miami. Then it was Wednesday at Indy, Friday at Charlotte, Sunday back at home against Golden State, Monday right away on the road in D.C. So that's exhausting. You have very little practice time to really, you know, as a losing streak starts, to correct some of the things that have gone wrong. And for the first time in a couple weeks now, they will have days where they can get into their practice facility here in the Twin Cities and really dive into some film and drill down on some stuff. Because it's almost like Alan Horton on our broadcast recently made the leaking ship analogy, where if you have 4 or 5 leaks and you do something to plug one of them, then more water starts coming in the other leaks that are still bugging you and troubling you. So game tonight, then you've got 2 days off. You're still at home Saturday, then 3 more days off until that next Wednesday game at Target Center. A real opportunity to get into the practice facility and really correct some of this stuff. So that's, I think, one of the bigger signs. You know, yes, the injuries are unfortunate, and the losing streak's obviously unfortunate, but I think the biggest reason to not reach for that panic button is that they'll have ample opportunity to get into the film room and the practice courts and correct some of this stuff.
I trust you, Cal. I'm not going to jump ship. Not going to jump ship yet. 10-11, the Timberwolves. Memphis, 12-8 tonight if you're not going to Target Center. All the action right here on Kate Radio. Again, Cal's going to have your pregame at 6:30. Al Horton with the play-by-play just after 7. And again, the Thunder at home on Saturday night. And then the Pacers at home a week from tonight. Wolves Wednesday on Kate Radio. Cal Soderquist with the Minnesota Timberwolves Radio Network. Cal, thank you so much for the time, and I hope we're talking about a different streak, a winning streak, coming up next week.
I like it, Aaron. Sounds good. Thank you.